Good afternoon, everyone. We have a very good microphone that helps. We'd like to thank the organizers, Sri Skanda Foundation, Hindu House, and our own group for everything that was done to create a wonderful installation of Balamurga Murti across the hall there. And of course, the whole event was possible because of the presence of the Shivacharyas, wonderful traditional priests. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like us all to thank the Shivacharyas for doing such a fine job. And the pleasure of meeting Minister Chuni, Minister of Arts and Culture. Thank you for coming today. Also met Mahamandaleshwara, head of the Juna Akara. Pleasure. So before I forget, we have something here for any journalists in particular. If there's any journalists here, who has this among us? Okay. So the monk in white here has copies of this. It's called 15 Hindu Festivals for the Media. And we have, there are the copies, Raja Manik has them. So anyone with the media is welcome to a copy. And then if we have some left over, any of you who write about Hindu festivals on websites and publications are welcome to have copies as well. One of the challenges we face in the United States is the journalists know nothing about Hindu festivals. And so if something gets written, it's usually quite off the mark. And even in a place like Mauritius, where Hinduism is quite dominant, still major festivals like Mahashivaratri, everyone knows. But what are the festivals for Balamurga? Who is Balamurga? So this publication is very helpful in writing about deities you don't know about and festivals you're not familiar with. So I thought I'd quote a little bit from it. There's two of the 15 festivals dedicated to Lord Murugan, which are Skanda Shashti and Thaipusam. The publication introduces Murugan. Skanda, another common name for Lord Murugan, is a god of many attributes, often depicted as six-faced and 12-armed. Hindus hail this supreme warrior, the commander-in-chief of the great army of devas, or beings of light, a fearless defender of righteousness. They honor him as the mystic healer of ailments and master of yoga, guiding those who persevere on enlightenment's path. Legends say he was the first to renounce the world and step onto the path of Kundalini Yoga. God Shiva bestowed upon his son Skanda dominion over the chakras of willpower, direct cognition, and the purest childlike divine love. This lancer veil embodies discrimination and spiritual insight. It stands for release from ignorance into knowledge, from sinfulness into purity, through spiritual austerities. So here in Mauritius, of course, the festival of Thaipusam, which occurs sometime between the middle of January and the middle of February, is very popular. And it fulfills the idea of release from sinfulness into purity through spiritual austerities. In Hinduism, absolution, meaning forgiveness of sins or misdeeds, takes place directly between the devotee and the deity, without the need for a priest to participate. And this is an important aspect of Thaipusam. Our guru used to like to point that out, particularly for those who are familiar with other religions. Hinduism has its priests, but the priest is the servant of the deity. He's there to bring the deity's presence for you to bask in, to bring the deity's power for you to benefit by. But he doesn't stand between you and the deity in any way. He stands off to the side, so to speak, and you receive the four blessings. Our festival, Mediakek, gives this description of Thaipusam. Devotees prepare themselves through prayer and fasting. On the day of the festival, many shave their heads, an act of sacrifice that symbolizes humility and the surrender of vanity. They undertake a pilgrimage to a place where Thaipusam is being celebrated, usually a temple, while performing acts of devotion and penance. The most notable practices are the carrying of kavadi. So kavadi, as those of you who are familiar with it, comes in many forms. The simplest form is a milk pot. And quite often, young people write in to me at Thaipusam time and ask for blessings. Can I carry a milk pot on Thaipusam? What a sweet request. And of course, so far I've always said yes. It's a wonderful thing to do. Adults carry more austere forms of kavadi, which can include spears and other forms of penance to atone for misdeeds in their mind. So why are these austerities being performed? Fasting, head shaving, and kavadi are acts of devotion and penance to atone for misdeeds, earn spiritual merit, and subdue the ego. Such austerities soften and relieve the burdens of karma, guilt, regret, and troublesome memories. Through sacred rites and intense prayers, the deity's soothing blessings are received into the nervous system of the devotee. Penance, sincerely performed with the help of the angelic worlds, heals mental, emotional wounds and grants release from suffering. There's one suggestion I always make for those who are carrying kavadi, performing austerity in some way at Thaipusam, and that's to have something specific in mind. In other words, the process works better if we have a specific misdeed in mind that we're atoning for, rather than just carrying kavadi. But we know, this is what I did last year, or maybe it's a list. This, and this is what I did last year. This is what I'm atoning for. And my reason for doing it is to ask for forgiveness, ask for blessings, and also to promise the deity I'm going to try my best, promising Lord Muruga I'm going to try my best not to make the same mistake again. Because that's an important part of worshiping Lord Muruga and performing penance. We're not supposed to just go and do something wrong and run to Lord Muruga and he makes it right, and then the next year go and do the same thing wrong and run to Lord Muruga and make it right. No, we're supposed to try and improve. So we ask the deity's blessings to help us do better and not making the same mistakes again. So thank you very much. Om Muruga.